Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Life is Short by Jennifer Heeren, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is James 4:14. Your life is like the morning fog, here for a little while, then gone. It's inevitable. One day, you will pass from this life and go into the next. So in light of this fact, the Bible says that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. We're meant to bring glory to our Creator. You didn't do anything to bring yourself into this life, so what you do with your days on earth shouldn't be solely about you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." So what does this teach us? Three things. First, do everything out of love. Act with love, compassion, mercy, and kindness as often as you can. Once you believe in Christ and are covered by His righteousness, your good works are no longer rubbish. They shine like diamonds to point people to your Heavenly Father. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything with love. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. You'll never feel as fulfilled as when you're serving other people in some way. Give food, give money, give a possession, give your time, give encouragement, give a hug, give of yourself. You won't regret this kind of living. Second, remember that life is short. Even if you live to be 100, that is still a minute amount of time compared to eternity. No one knows the day or the hour that they will be called home to heaven. Babies and young children go. Teenagers and young adults on the brink of discovering their life's purpose go. People have passed away in every decade of a typical life. No one knows the length of their life, so we need to work on developing the breadth of it, which means making the most of each day. We need to always remember this brevity and uncertainty. Doing so is the prescription to cure the common ailment of procrastination. And third, always press forward and never give up. I like that the Apostle Paul wanted to assure his readers by telling them that he hasn't achieved the perfection of always living right for God in Philippians 3:12. None of us are perfect and none of us glorify God perfectly. I know I don't. But I strive to do my best as excellently as possible each day. I can press onward to learn from my mistakes and then do better the next time until I reach the end of my race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, called me. Philippians 3:14.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.